Hi, Donovan. It's Nadine. I had just left you a message.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dean, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, it's been a long week already. I've had my husband in the hospital since Sunday night, so I'm like, I need to work. I need a break from that hospital for sure. But other than that, everything's good. Yeah. Hopefully he'll get discharged soon, but he's super impatient, stubborn. I'm like, you just need to chill out.
Yeah, what's he in for? Is he all right?
Yeah, my husband's been on dialysis, I would say a little over 2 years now. He's a cancer, kidney and colon cancer survivor, but left him with one kidney. And of course, chemo and all that destroys the one kidney he had. So he's been doing dialysis for over 2 years now. And the problem is that you got to watch your fluid intake. If you don't, it can cause congestive heart failure, fluid around the heart, the lungs. So, we came home from church on Sunday and he started like, I'm having shortness of breath. I got a really bad headache. Needless to say, I mean, long story short, the guy's blood pressure was through the roof in the 200s. They couldn't get it down. They've had him on oxygen. They had to give him two dialysis treatments because he's what they call fluid overload.
Yeah. My
So,
father-in-law was on dialysis for years. It's not good.
no, it's not. And so, he's pretty good for the most part on watching what fluid he's taking in, but he overdid it. And I think what's happened is over the last couple of weeks, it was like kind of leading up, building up more and more, and they weren't taking enough out. So he had to have two treatments yesterday. They had at 1:30 in the morning, they did dialysis, and then they did it again last night. So, and he had so much anxiety because, they got to sit in that chair for, well, he was sitting in the bed for like 4 hours. So he was like not a happy camper.
Yeah. I remember
Oh,
those days.
I'm like, listen, let me go home and take a shower. I will come back. So I sat with him up until last night. So I was just like, I told him, look it, I got to go into work. It's going to be a while. If they discharge you tomorrow, it's going to be a while. So just hang tight. Be patient. Because he's like, I don't care. I'm leaving. He told the nurse straight out yesterday, after this next treatment, I'm going home. She was like, okay, I'll let the doctor know. And doctor was like, nope, he is not going home. He will go home tomorrow, depending on his, lab work. I just started laughing, and I looked at him and I said, sorry, bud, you got to hang on. He's so impatient, but I get it. They go through a lot, you know what I mean? And for the most part, I mean, he does pretty well, but I told him, you got to watch that fluid, buddy. I've been telling you, you don't listen. You learn on your own.
That's fun.
But yeah, thanks for asking.
Hopefully
I
it's
mean, he's
better.
doing good. Yeah. Now it's just weaning them off of the oxygen because like when you've been on oxygen and I didn't realize it and they take it off, it's like you forget how to breathe again. So you got to kind of like little by little wean them off. But he's doing good. He woke up starving this morning. He's like, I'm so hungry. And I'm all, okay, well, they should be taking you your breakfast food. Just relax. So I know he's feeling better if he's hungry. That guy eats
No,
24/7.
anytime you have an appetite when you're sick, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's really good. So that's always a good sign for him, especially
Good,
he's an
good.
eater. So I know you've been pretty busy and stuff. Have you guys had a chance to look over anything yet or?
We have not. No, I apologize. I
It's
forgot
okay.
that my business partner was going out of town. So he actually left yesterday morning
Oh,
and
okay.
he comes back Thursday and I actually leave out of town Thursday morning. Won't be back until Monday. So we probably need to
Okay.
postpone this till next week anyhow so we can get a chance
Yeah,
to take a look at it.
sounds good. All right, so say like what, maybe say Wednesday? Does that work for you?
Yeah, probably Tuesday, Wednesday. Probably Tuesday. Yeah, actually probably Wednesday because it'll be
Let's do
Monday.
Wednesday.
Midweek would be
I
good.
think Wednesday'd be better. Okay, sounds good. Well, enjoy
Okay.
your trip. Okay, thanks for calling
Perfect.
back in,
Thank you.
Donovan. I appreciate it.
You
Have a
bet.
blessed day.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
You too.